This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, October 20, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government is preparing to provide booster shots of the vaccines against COVID-19 to the top priority group, particularly the frontline healthcare workers. Although there is no definite date yet as to when this part of the vaccination program will start, Dr. Michelle Sclosser, spokesperson of the COVID-19 Task Force, said the city government is preparing the rollout, particularly the logistical demand. Sclosser said the city government has already received the guidelines for the program. Meanwhile, the city government said the newly inaugurated Marilog District Hospital has served about 10,000 patients since it started operating in February. Although it was inaugurated only on Wednesday, with Mayor Sara Duterte gracing the occasion, the hospital started operating immediately after acquiring its license. Among the services that it provides are outpatient services, minor surgical procedures, treatment of animal bites and other minor illnesses, and those related to COVID-19. In business, monetary authorities kept the Banco Central ng Pilipinas key policy rates steady after noting the need for sustained policy support for the economy as it continues its recovery. The BSP's overnight reverse repurchase rate remains at a record low 2%, the overnight lending rate is at 2.5%, and the overnight deposit rate is at 1.5%. In a briefing streamed through its Facebook page, BSP Governor Benjamin Jokno said the central bank's policy-making monetary board has cited the solid growth traction of the economy due in part to the continued easing of mobility restrictions, which improved sentiments, and the gains in the government's vaccination program. Meanwhile, digital financial technology company GCash has added another international partner to provide more options to overseas Filipino workers in sending their money home. SendWave has partnered with GCash to allow its users to send remittances to their families through the GCash wallet of the latter at zero fee. To sweeten the pie, SendWave is adding $10 or about 500 pesos to the wallet during the promo period, which started on October 1 until December 31. In sports, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, considered a generational talent, got every first vote in the 30 ballots for the American League Most Valuable Player. Ohtani, a 27-year-old Japanese pitcher and slugger, was only the fifth player to earn the accolade in the league. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.